Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The line between killer and hero is thinner than you think. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Well, as of this recording, we have six new accusers against Diddy. By the time you hear this or see this, there's probably more because the floodgates have indeed opened. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Let's talk about this. The floodgates are open. We have six new accusers that have been thoroughly vetted that we can tell from Tony Busby, the attorney that's bringing these. He's also threatening to bring 120 more cases. This is a big thing right now. There's a lot of people. There's volume going against Diddy. And, you know, obviously there's a call, believe the accusers, believe the victims. And I do believe in that, but we have to make sure that the victims are also telling the truth and they're not just making something up to kind of get on this bandwagon, because inevitably there's going to be a lot of people trying to do this. What are some of the things you would say, you know, as a behavioralist, as we look at these people that are bringing these suits, to kind of recognize, you know, does this follow the pattern of Diddy? Does this not? How do we tell what's likely legit and what's not? Ultimately, a jury's going to decide that. But, I mean, I could see a lot of things getting mixed in here that maybe don't have a lot of elements to truth to them.
Yeah, the first thing you're going to do is they're going to be just looking for congruency of stories. And so what's going to happen is, you know, Diddy has a pattern, a life arc of his behavior, which becomes very predictable. Everyone's life arc becomes predictable. And likewise, accusers' stories are also going to have a predictable pattern as well of claims, timelines, events, things that happen, specific details. And so as an investigator, you interview people independently without knowledge, you know, each other having knowledge of each other's stories, corroborate them. Because, yeah, you are going to have people that are going to try to jump on that bandwagon and make all these accusations or inflate or exaggerate. And so to weed those out from the legitimate ones is just going to be that. It's just going to be, is this following a pattern of behavior that is congruent with all the other accusers? And especially going to find one that's going to be the most credible. It's going to be credibility from their background, credibility from the story, credibility from evidence being able to provide. And so that one spark of super credible accuser will then set the pattern by which you're going to measure others by.
Let me ask you about that, because trying to find the pattern, trying to find, you know, some congruency here, this is not where there's just one case out there. This is not where these cases are sealed and we don't know the details of them. We are literally, we're getting into, you know, 20, 30, 40 suits now that are out there in the public that either have been settled or are ongoing and more are coming in. We're probably going to be in the hundreds here soon that do have similar stories. But it's not impossible now to take a look at the other stories that have come in and the other accusations against Diddy and say, that's my story too. Exact same thing happened to me. How do investigators battle that to determine if this is just someone? It's not easy. I mean, it is easy rather to just say a similar thing happened to me versus my real experience. How do we determine the reality between fact and fiction here?
I can't speak for them, but I'll speak for what I would do and what I had to do in situations like this where you, and this is going to be just a lot of ground truth for me.
Yeah.
Is when you're trying to filter, because that's what's happening right now. If you have a limited number of investigators and you have an overwhelming number of cases and an overwhelming number of potential victims, you're going to have to start weeding them out somehow. Not weeding them out, but you're going to have to start prioritizing, I should say. It's a better word, to start prioritizing. And you're going to prioritize them based on the amount of evidence that you're, each one of these people is able to provide. And so if you have someone that, so if you have 100 people that are claiming exactly the same things, all credible stories, everything, the only thing you can do is, as an investigator, you're going to bring it to a prosecutor. And what the prosecutors are going to be looking for is hard, very tangible data points and evidence that'll most likely lead to a conviction, because prosecutors don't want to waste time is a bad word too. Prosecutors are going to prioritize cases that they know are going to get a guilty conviction from their own point of view. Mm-hmm. That's why when you go to federal court, that's why the overwhelming number of federal cases are found guilty. Mm-hmm. Because prosecutors have so many things that they can be prosecuting, they're only going to pick the ones that have the highest probability of success. And the highest probability of success are the ones that have a lot of hard evidence, video, photographs, medical exams, other eyewitnesses potentially that can corroborate. So they're going to be filtering those and categorizing them according to number of actual data and actual evidence being brought forward. And so that's me having worked with, and you know, other investigators, having worked my own cases, having worked with prosecutors where we had what we thought were extremely righteous cases, really important cases, brought it to a prosecutor, an assistant U.S. attorney, that said, I agree with you, but I have this caseload over here that is really high priority as well. Here's the bar I need you to meet. And here's the evidence I'm going to need in order to move yours up this line of priority. That's reality, I think.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.